Hey everyone, it's Marty.
And Lou.
We're here back from Tales from the Mine for Pokeminers Episode 2. We wanted to get something out just so you guys can have a little bit of an update and just see what our thoughts are on things and, you know, with the recent announcements. So let's dive into it.
So starting off with our first section, fake news. So we'll go through what Niantic's come out with this week in the official news and see what that matches up with what we found. So first one we've got is the improvements that come with the Pokemon Go that they announced. So first up, we got nickname suggestions. So we know that's going to be what we already found. You'll get, like you used to get on Xbox Live, where you'd create an account and it would be like, this could be a good nickname for you. And you can pick one of the suggested ones or type in your own.
And it'll probably just be Lou_2.
Probably. Something very... or it could even be like Master Trainer Lou or stuff like that, I'd expect. Probably Pokemon-related stuff in there as well. I'd hope to see stuff like that.
Squirtle Lover 67. That have to be PG.
That would be an interesting one. As long as you put 67, not 69, you're safe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's a little bit far away, so it's not suspicious.
Also, trainer tips, which have actually been live in the game for a little while now. I think they came in with the start of 2-2-1 of Amber Rightly. When you launch up your game now, instead of seeing the mind your surroundings and stuff, you just get a nice little tip about the game.
There are some tips that we saw in the text that I don't think are live on the loading screen. And some of the tips look like they would like guide you through sending gifts and like getting a friend. And then now that you have a friend, this is how you send a gift. And like, I'm not sure where those are showing up. So that those might still be coming.
Hmm. Well, they could be related to that special research for new trainers that they mentioned as well.
Yeah, could be used there.
Which we didn't know about, but we haven't seen anything in the text to relate to any new Willow research either. So I'm sure when that comes, we'll get to see it pretty quickly and everyone will be able to see that. Be interesting to see if they give that to everyone or if there's any new accounts that they actually give it to. I do wonder what they do with that one.
Yeah, the blog post kind of sounded like it would just be new trainers, but that would be kind of cool to get it retroactively.
Yeah, I mean, you had the... It was one they did a while ago. Was it Jumpstart Research? Mm-hmm. Where it gave you a load of XP and that was like 4 new trainers, but everyone got it. So we'll see if this is similar to that.
True.
They also mentioned Pokestop functionalities, which we assume is just power up Pokestops. There might be some other stuff they haven't mentioned, but they've gone very little information about this, even though it's a feature that's actually live, which is kind of strange. Fortunately, we were able to data mine it as we do, so we managed to see the different things. So you've got different points required for each level of your powering up Pokestops, 50 for level 1, 100 for level 2, and 250 for level 3, and they will last a different amount of time. Level 1 is 48 hours, level 2 is 12 hours, and level 3 is also 12 hours, and you get different rewards. So level 1 is just bonus items on spinning. Level 2 also gets you bonus buddy hearts when you spin that stop. And level 3, if it's a stop, gives you extra spawns around it, like a permanent lore almost. And if it's a gym, it gets you bonus raid balls when you complete a raid on that gym.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how many balls. I don't think I've seen any reports on how many or what the spawn pool is. Like, I haven't seen any research on what the pool actually is from people, but it's such a limited number of people because it's not just in New Zealand, but it's like one stop per S2 cell or something I saw.
Yeah, it seems to be very limited on what can actually get it. But also it feels like even if it's very limited like this, you'd expect to see a lot of stuff coming in from reports from trainers, even in just New Zealand. But there just hasn't been anything that we've seen, which is either people just don't care or they feel like it's not worth the time.
There was that one video of someone getting to level 1, and then I don't think anyone's got it past that point because it's just so tedious to sit there and scan all that.
Yeah, it is. I think I did see someone report that the duration doesn't stack, but I'm not sure how accurate that is.
Yeah, I've seen conflicting reports on that. Not wanting to be fake news, I'm not entirely sure what to say on that, but I think waiting for more reports it will help narrow down exactly what these durations are.
But I do think the lack of reports is very telling that this feature is probably going to get some changes coming to it pretty soon if the interest is not picked up.
Mm-hmm. or if they at least like expand it more than just AR mapping, you know, which I don't think they will. Like, the whole point of this feature is to AR map, but it would be much nicer if you could also do something else. Like, you know, we saw lucky spins in the text.
And yeah, that just hasn't appeared anywhere yet. That just seems to be just in the text still.
Mm-hmm. Like, nothing in APK, but like, that would also be, and maybe that's their plan. They start off with AR mapping to try and get you used to it, and then like, oh, we've listened to your feedback. You can now power it up other ways.
Yeah, quite possibly. Although, listens to the feedback, and it's like, we really know you were planning this. So, were you really listening to the feedback, or did you just not care?
business.
Yeah, but yeah, it does seem like a lot. Like 25 scans to get to level 3 is a lot of work. Even if it's like a lot of people doing it, it's just a lot of time spent trying to do that for not much reward, really.
Mm-hmm. For a limited time, and because each scan is at least 30 seconds plus. You know, going into the menu, uploading it, because I think you have to upload it before you can do the next one, I think, right?
I'm not sure, but you definitely have to upload it before you get any benefits from doing it. I'm not sure if you... I think there is an upload queue now, but I'm not sure if you can do upload queue for the same stop.
Mm-hmm. Right, maybe you, like, do all, like, 25, and then you upload them all at once. Yeah, I guess that, in theory, would work.
Yeah. But yeah, and then we've got the skip hatch animation, which we did find in the 2-2-1 update, but that still isn't live yet. Just to see how they handle that one as well, but hopefully it's just the same as raid rewards, just tap through it to skip to the end.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing any GUI buttons added. Like, the only place that we saw this added was a telemetry callback to say if the user skipped through it, and we as we called out, thanks to GoHub for pointing this out, because we overlooked this on the first teardown, and when we went through it in more detail, we saw it, but yeah, no GUI button for it, so it's probably just you tap it and it'll skip.
Yeah, like it did for a short while when it was bugged out, and that was actually quite a useful feature.
Oh, when was that? I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was a while ago now, but I remember you could mash through the eggs. It might have been using the back button on Android or something. I can't remember, but there was a way to skip through it a while ago until they were like, nope, you can't do this, and they made it so you couldn't skip it anymore.
Oh, crazy. I didn't know that. Cool. Well, that's a feature coming back.
Yeah, it'd be nice. But yeah, that's it for the new improvements that they mentioned. Be sure to see if some of these come up in the developer blog later this month as well. They might go into it in there, mm-hmm. but yeah, we'll see how that goes. But also, probably more exciting than all of that lot was the Play Pokemon Championship stuff. So mm-hmm. going forward, Pokemon Go will be part of Worlds and the Championship Tours there. So that'll be quite interesting to see.
So King can win another one.
He can. so yeah, you have to link your account to your Pokemon Trainer Club account. But we expect that'll be straightforward once it happens. It'll be the same as linking any other account through the game.
Yeah, it shouldn't be very difficult.
No, not at all. Yeah, so you'll need to get to Legend rank for this season, which is Season 8 officially? Season 9 officially?
Season 9?
Season 9, yeah.
Wait, it's pinned on our graphics page. Yeah, Season 9.
Season 9. So yeah, in Season 9, if you get to Legend, you'll get early access to registration for the first championship series, which you'll use to qualify for the Worlds event in London in hopefully August of 2022. But yeah, I think Go has a lot of work to do before it's really viable for that. There's still a lot of issues with Pokemon Go, and especially Go Battle League.
I heard the Twitch event was very lag-tastic.
Yeah, that
I watched a little
me.
Bit of it, but I didn't watch the full thing. But I definitely heard it was not... And I don't know if you saw, but when I really read through the rules, I'm like, oh, so this is just the terms of service breaking tournament. If everyone gets a new account with fake stuff, and then they all have to go out and catch things on a new account, which is against the terms of service.
You're allowed to do it if we say you're allowed to do it, is how that works.
Yeah, exactly. You're allowed to break the terms of service if we say so.
yeah, I also think
ridiculous.
Pokemon has a lot of way to go with... like getting competitive Pokemon, because in the main series mm-hmm. games you can breed Pokemon, you can aim to, you can hunt stuff down, you can use what are they called, bottle caps in the main series game as well, to improve your IVs, whereas you can't do any of that in Go. It's just really pure RNG unless you're using, again, third party tools that you shouldn't be using. So I think there's something that's happened with those,
and especially with XL candy, some of these Pokemon that you need XL candy in like Great League, and it's just extremely difficult to get the candy you need. The barrier to entry for new players is virtually impossible.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to expect that it will be Great League is what it will be played in. I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
Especially, that's what it was last time, right?
Yeah, it was Great League last time. So that does reduce the amount of Pokemon that do need XLs, and it certainly means there won't be any Legends inside of there, which is good. But yeah, it is still
an
issue.
You do have, yeah, you still have stuff like Azumarill, which has an XL breakpoint, and you know, outside of events, like where are you getting candy for that?
Mm. Yeah, rip my old rank one Azumarill, which is no longer a rank one.
I know, I had a local that was so upset because he would hunt all the rank ones, and he was not happy with that change.
I can understand it, but I guess...
Oh, me too.
I guess we're never going to see a CP rebalance again, because that would just break everything for a lot of people, so that's the best they could do, is the XL stuff.
Yeah, true. Like, if they do a CP rebalance, they have to give people a way to, I don't know, level down or rebalance or level scaling or something.
Yeah, I don't see why I can't just have level scaling. Like, if you summit something for a league and it's too high, it scales it down to the highest level it can be for that league. Like, why is that an issue?
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand. I guess it does encourage more Pokemon to be used at different leagues, but without just like relying on the same things. But you'll still get bulk points that just will be missed by leveling things down.
Yeah, I mean, it's like in the main series games, whatever Pokemon you submit, they just get leveled to level 50 no matter what level they are. So they're the right level for that tournament. So it'd be nice to see something similar for Go, but again, I don't think that will happen.
I don't think that'll happen. They put too much effort into the Great Master and Ultra League systems to, you know, implement something like that at this point, I think.
I think those systems are still fine, but if I've got a Pokemon that's at 22-30, I should better use it in Great League, so it just gets leveled down to whatever level it needs to be for Great League.
Right, I guess I mean, like, I've always seen the Great Ultra, like, those, that system, a replacement for level scaling. Like, that was their solution. Instead of doing level scaling, we will implement this tiered system.
Yeah, but actually all that does is create very separate metas, which is a good thing. Yeah. It's an interesting thing in the way it works, but I think level scaling is something that needs to happen still.
Yeah. No, I agree. Definitely, it would be a benefit to everyone. And it'll also be interesting to see like how much things change with the competitive landscape. Like, if they go into this thing and just the current format just does not work for, you know, new trainers getting in and things like that. Like, one of the leagues, there's, what is it, like kids 6 to 9 or something was one of the leagues in the
you've got juniors, which is less than 10, and then I think it's 10 through 14.
Yeah, and something like that.
And then 14 plus, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you know, those kids need something to be able to, you know, get in, unless they're just going to use whatever they catch the day of. Cool. Well, the most exciting, I think, out of all the stuff that's come out recently is the Halloween event. This is obviously the big Pokemon event that happens every year since, you know, the very first one. Exciting, all sorts of fun things. I think it's definitely gotten longer over the last couple of years. Like, I don't remember it being like 2 weeks last year, do you?
No, I'm pretty sure they've only been around a week, sometimes 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely longer than it normally is. And it's cool doing it in two parts and breaking it up with different things. So let's, I guess, dive into you know, what they announced and how much we knew. I think overall we knew about 60% of this event. Some stuff we didn't know. The Hoopa research, we obviously didn't know about that. We got the text for that early. And we still have the text for the next part that hasn't been released yet. As of this recording, we're still in part one. So when we switch over to part two, we know what those texts are. It's nothing very interesting, but we have that. Halloween Cup, we did know about that. They also previously announced it, of course. One thing that we thought, though, based on the text, is the Halloween Cup was going to, like, the research for the Halloween Cup made it sound like you needed to battle in the Halloween Cup specifically, and it just turned out to be any GBL, which is right now just a greater Halloween Cup. So it's basically Halloween Cup, but you don't have to do the Halloween Cup. And I think that's because the way that the quests work is that it looks for what league you're doing. Because technically all the leagues in the game fall into two categories, Premier or Standard. And the quests, from what we've seen, are only linked to the Standard cups. And so they don't really have a way right now to distinguish the different cups between the quests between different cups. It's just, oh, did you do a GBL match or did you not do a GBL match? They don't really know what match you've done, at least in the current APK from what I've seen. Like, do you think there's another reason why they would have made it so you could do any Halloween or you could do any GBL in the Halloween Cup research?
No, I don't think so. It does feel like, because I'm pretty sure the text explicitly said battle in the Halloween Cup, they just haven't used that quest, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, to be honest, I know I completed it, so I can't see it. But without digging through the texts. But yeah, I don't remember if the text said specifically, but the research was definitely like Halloween Cup research. But yeah, it could have just said battle in the Halloween Cup. I'm not entirely sure on that. But the What Lies Beneath the Mask research, we knew about that. We had all the texts. But the thing that was misleading about the texts for Willow is that we thought we were only going to get one Galarian Yen mask like we did last year. And Willow leads you to believe that you only get one. But you actually get a couple. You get one from the Halloween Cup research. You get one from the quest, like the main quest research. And then there is... I have a third one, but I don't remember where I got it from. Do you remember where the third one came from?
Was it from the timed research?
I got one. Yeah, I got one from the time research, one from the Willow research. Maybe it was the other Willow research.
There is a Halloween research, isn't there, as well? So, because there's the Hooper research and the Halloween research.
Yeah. I'm just checking. So I have one caught during special research, caught during timed research. And the last one is caught during special. So yeah, maybe Willow gave you two, and I'm just forgetting, like from the Halloween research, or one came from Hoopa. But yeah, so we were misled on that part. Lavender music is back. They add that every year. We didn't really know that was coming, but it was pretty much assumed. But they did change the looping of it quite a few times after they announced it, so I guess we could have probably guessed that it was coming if they made that change before the announcement. And then the costume Pokemon, we knew all of the costume Pokemon before they came. They didn't actually push the costumes themselves until after the announcement, but they pushed all the 3D assets and they pushed the stickers like a month or two before. So we knew exactly what they were from the stickers. So they didn't need to really push the costumes, but they're good costumes as we talked about last time. But we did know about those.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, the stickers as well, there was one sticker we didn't know about, which was the one that's exactly the same as the face sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't add that until the very last minute as well. In fact, I don't think they had that until after the event started, did they? Or was it just before?
It was just before. It was a couple hours before, I think. Because they added the face sticker, but they didn't add like the sticker.
No, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a last minute addition.
And yeah, we got the avatar items, which we didn't know about until after they were announced. We then obviously found them before they went live. But again, I think that was very shortly before they went live again as well, they added those.
Yeah, it was within a, I don't think it was within hours, but it was definitely within like a day, I think, that they added them.
Yeah.
And they still need to fix them.
they do. Yeah, the invisible trainer is, I like it, but it does break your game, so that is upsetting. And then you've got the headless trainer as well, if you equip a hoodie with a new pumpkin hat.
Yeah, the hat looks interesting, but it does cause a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, it does also break. No matter what costume you have on, it does kind of break your in-game trainer profile in the bottom left-hand corner as well when you're on the map overview.
True, it goes over it and it looks all wonky and shit. Yeah.
Then we had the new bundles in the store, which again, we can't data mine those. They just, when they get added, they get added. But it was safe to assume they'd probably be coming back again as they do every year at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
using the same assets that they've used for a few years now, I guess.
Yeah, that's the thing. We've got the Christmas ones will be back again this Christmas, I'm sure, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, for the part one of the event, we had Galarian Slowking, who has been in the game for quite a while. So we couldn't really tell when that was going to come. It'd been here for quite a long time now. I think he was added at the same time as Slowbro, or at least if he wasn't, he was added a long time ago.
Yeah, they were out at the same time.
Yeah. So, yeah, we didn't know that was coming until they announced it. However, for part two, we got a couple of new Pokemon, Phantump, Trevenant, Pumpkaboo, and Gorgeist. We knew about all four of those, realistically, because of the time they were added to the game. So we fully expected those, and all the techs as well, especially for Pumpkaboo and Gorgeist with their new sizes. So we got the small, average, large, and super size, I believe, is the four different sizes. And we knew about that size mechanic a little while ago as well.
And they all get their own stats, and they all share the same moves, but the stats can be quite deviant.
Yes, so I'm sure people will have fun hunting all of those down. I don't know which one is best for GBL. I think everyone said a different version every time I seen a different tweet about it. So
I think I saw PV Poke was saying the larger ones, because they don't have as much. I don't remember. I have to find his tweet.
Yeah,
he definitely had an opinion on it though.
He did. And then, yeah, the collection challenge for Pumpkaboo as well, which we mined, so we knew about that coming. Yep. So we'll have to hunt down some more Pumpkaboos. I think, was it you needed one of each size Pumpkaboo for the challenge? Was that what it was?
Probably. From stuff we data mined or from stuff they announced?
I think they announced it in the blog post, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't remember anything from the data mine, but I don't remember from the blog post. I'm assuming it's kind of a useless collection challenge if you don't have to catch one of each size. Like, what's the point?
Yeah. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens with that.
Mm-hmm. And I think some of them are only in raids, right? Like, the small and the, like, medium are in the wild, but large and super are raids and quests or something like that?
I think they are in the wild, but they're going to be very rare in the wild.
Hmm.
So you have a higher chance. Yeah, wild encounters is small-sized Pumpkaboo and average-sized Pumpkaboo. And if you're lucky, you might encounter large and super-sized.
Okay. Well,
and then, in raids is average-sized Pumpkaboo, apparently. The collection challenge does say you need to collect Pumpkaboo of various sizes.
Oh, okay. There you go. Just forgot about that.
There is a lot in this Halloween event. There is so much stuff, including
the blog post looks really good.
It does. Though. Yeah, you can tell. Like, I think it started as soon as Season of Mischief started. Like, something changed, and their blog posts became a lot better, and it seems to be paying off now. Like, this latest blog post is by far the best one they've made. It's nice to navigate. It actually tells you everything that's happening in the event. All the stuff. There's no hidden information anymore. It's just all there for us to see, which is exactly what we want.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Kudos to the marketing / blog / web team / whoever is putting this together.
It's just one of the interns just sat in the room like, I can make this better.
Yeah, they don't. No one on the marketing team even knows it. Oh, that looks really good. When did you make that?
And then the last thing for that event is the raid weekend. Which is the Halloween weekend, so the 30th and the 31st. And we're going to have
My Safari Zone.
Oh, is it Clash of Safari Zone, does it?
Yeah, that's the Philadelphia one.
Oh, oops, well. I mean, if it's anything like if it's anything like Liverpool, it won't be worth doing anyway.
Fair.
I went home from Liverpool after like 2 hours, just like, I can't be asked.
Oh, really? Oh, I was planning on going out for the whole thing, but, I still need a shiny Rufflet, which is one of the featured mons in that.
Yeah, but it didn't spawn last year, did it? It was you got two photobombs, and that was it.
Oh, that's true. Okay, my excitement for this event just dropped.
That's how I felt about Liverpool. Back to the raid weekend. We've got Mega Absol and Darkrai appearing more frequently in raids, so be interested to see how frequent that is, because usually the raid events are the single day for a few hours. We've had raid weekends before where it's been increased raids, but it's not usually been shared bosses, so hopefully it makes it a decent amount of increased raids.
Yeah, and Absol might be I'm more interested, or people might be more interested to rate it as a Mega, because not everyone, the Shiny's been out for a while, but it's a Shiny that not a lot of people have, at least in my local community. So at least you get a Shiny. It's not like, oh, Venusaur Shiny, great, we had a community day for that. This is at least an interesting Shiny, and it's it has an insane attack stat that will, you know, be useful. But it's another Dark Mega, and one thing that I kind of, which obviously this fits with the Mega, or with the Halloween theme, but like there's still a lot of types that just don't have Megas available in Pokemon Go yet, so you don't get the catch bonus for those types.
Yeah, and this was kind of out of nowhere as well. Like, we've had no new Megas for, what, 6 months? And then all of a sudden they're like, here's Mega Absol.
Yeah, it's very weird. Like, it I don't know if they're, like, redoing Megas, if they're realizing... Because they've, like, tinkered... They went from, like, the 3 Megas at a time down to 1 Mega at a time, and then they went to, like... It was, like, what was it? Like, 1 Mega per 2 weeks, and they went to, like, 1 Mega per 1 week. Like, it's like they keep experimenting with, like, the formula, and I just don't think anyone cares.
No. I mean, when was the last time you did the Mega Raid?
I a couple weeks ago. I did one. I did a Gengar that I was invited to, and then we failed because they backed out, and I was very upset.
Oh, no.
Because I do need Mega Gengar or energy, but not very often. Once they made it so you could walk, it definitely made the point a little bit less to raid them.
I think the last Mega Raid I did was Mega Gengar last year, because that became a costumed Gengar, so it was actually worth doing.
Hmm, true. Wait, did you get enough quests then for Slowbro when that came out?
Yes, yeah, we had quite a lot around my local area, so that was quite easy to pick up.
Ah, cool.
And then, yeah, we've got the shadow changes as well. So, as you mentioned last time, they've made changes to the shadow Pokemon. Well, we thought they might need server maintenance to make this change, but turns out they managed to do it without that, so that's quite nice to see. But no, there's no longer any shadow and purified forms in the Game Master anymore, and the game doesn't use them. Instead, there's basically details under each Pokemon for its shadow form, if it has one, what the purified costs are, the shadow catch rate, and all that sort of stuff is. And we've updated our website already as well, so you can see all that information. If you look at a Pokemon now, that will be in there. But yeah, no more shadow forms. So, but we'll still be able to see when they add new stuff, because they will add those details to those Pokemon as they get added. So we'll still get to see as new stuff being added in as well.
And they added most of the shadows in at a base capture rate of 50%, which is way higher than they normally are. And we've seen as they update a Pokemon, like, I think it was like Oshawott, I think they did it for, where they then lowered the base capture rate to like 5%, which is closer to what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I think they did Absol the other day, didn't they?
Oh, maybe Absol. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. Because they did other updates to it, and then they're like, oh, while we're here, we might as well lower this as well. So it feels like they set 50 to everything, either on by mistake or just as a blanket statement. But they're definitely going through and correcting some of them, because not all of them are used to being such a high capture rate.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm just looking at a few in our Game Master Explorer, and... the ones that are 50% are match its like the base capture rate of like the normal form, but it's the ones that have the lower capture rate also match. So that's what it is. They've matched the base capture rate to the base form, not 50%.
Makes sense.
Okay. Probably copy and pasted then.
Yeah.
Cool. I was expecting a shadow event with Halloween. Like, I was almost sure of it. We've been, it's like 4 months now since the last one. The partner program announced that there would be a frustration level event, frustration, a TM frustration event once a season, and we went last season without a single one. So that apparently came from Niantic through the partner program, but that obviously never happened. So I was for sure expecting we were going to get a shadow event, because we're overdue. We saw these shadow changes, we saw these refactoring, and we still don't have a shadow event. And we still have the old cliff leader or raid or rocket leader bosses. So it's been a while, and we still have no Giovanni.
Yeah,
right?
He's still not back, so I'm still sat here with my several rocket radars that I didn't use when the birds were back. Just like
saving them for something better.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't even completed the rainbow research either. Was it seven colored rainbow?
Oh, no. You didn't even get Shadow Ho-Ho?
I got one because I used one of my other radars.
Oh, true.
Yeah, but yeah, I just true. That's just sat there just waiting until Giovanni eventually comes back and brings something interesting.
I just really want the jacket.
Yeah, that feels like it's just going to be impossible to get.
Yeah, like it's only what, beat 20 or something?
And yeah, so it was already going to take close to 2 years if they stuck to the schedule of one a month, and that just hasn't happened.
No, not at all. Yeah, I'm at 12 out of 20 now. And then they added the platinum one for 50.
That's just never going to happen.
No, it's almost up there with the Best Buddy medal. That's just virtually impossible.
Hmm. Where's my Giovanni? There he is. So yeah, I'm on 10 Giovannis, and I've got three super rocket radars in my inventory, so that'll get me up to 13.
Oh, interesting. That means you've done one more than me.
Yeah.
Did you get one from support or something?
I got one from support after one of my catchers bugged out and wouldn't let me catch it. So they sent me another super radar. So.
True. Oh, that's smart. Just don't catch any of them so you can get the jacket.
I feel like they might catch on to that after the first one or two.
Yeah, whoever has this jacket is a support abuser. Cool. So we wanted to have a little mini section in here. We don't really have much to talk about for unreleased features, but we wanted to take a look at upcoming fake news, stuff that we've seen that might hint at events coming up, but we have very little information on some of the stuff. But the first thing is we think there might be some form of an electric event coming up, because as a lot of people probably saw, there was a Shinx photobomb added. A lot of people are assuming this means a November Shinx Community Day, which it definitely could. They've added the photobombs for Community Days a couple weeks in advance before. Like, that's how we found out about Duskull and Oshawott. So it's possible that that's exactly what this is for, which is a good logical assumption. But we've also seen a few things with other electric things added. So there was a quest to catch a certain amount of electric species added seemingly randomly out of the blue that didn't really go with anything in one of the recent text updates from last week. And we also saw a bunch of, I'm going to butcher this Pokemon's name, Didini?
Didini?
The little mouse. Didini, is that how you pronounce it?
I could be wrong, but that's how I've always pronounced it, is Didini.
Didini? Okay. I've never said it out loud. And four stickers of the same Pokemon were added. We still can't get a cowboy hat Caterpie, but we got four stickers of this guy. So we'll see that. Obviously he's teased on the loading screen, so it's kind of assumed that it will be coming relatively soon. But just with that, with Shinx and with the electric quests, maybe there's an electric theme coming. It would be kind of weird for December, though, to have an electric event in December if there is a theme being built around this. But maybe, I don't know, I think it's pretty safe to assume that, you know, at the end of this Hoopa research, we get Hoopa Unbound.
Yeah.
He's stormy, maybe. He's creating a thunderstorm and it brings an electric Pokemon, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, the stickers for the Dene were called Festival of the Light stickers. So it could just
True.
Be
yeah,
the Festival of the Light is all linked to the electric stuff, and there's going to be an electric event for that. Which I think is soon, Festival of the Lights, isn't it? I think it's sometime in early November.
I think so. And that's a regional event, right? It's only in India?
It is, yeah. Although I feel like it's probably going to be worldwide this time. I think last year they had a local event and people weren't happy about the local event, so they probably stopped doing those.
Yeah.
Because I think, was there a Day of the Dead event as well that was only in Southern America, if I remember rightly?
Yeah, and that was the one that I remember a lot of people were upset because there wasn't any new shinies, but there was like shiny opportunities for things that people didn't have.
It doesn't make sense to me to do it locally. Like, A, there's other countries outside Southern America that celebrate that event, but also, like, you don't limit the Christmas event to countries that only celebrate Christmas. Like, it's kind of like, if you're going to do an event, just make it worldwide. Teach people about these different cultures, if that's the whole point of the game.
Yeah, and that's actually exactly what I was going to say is, you know, they put the Christmas events and the Halloween events and Valentine's event, like very North American focused holidays, they make them global events, which don't really apply everywhere. And yeah, November 4th is when Diwali starts. So that could be soon after Halloween.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good point. It could just be for that. And maybe Shinx is just a featured spawn during that. So we'll see. But definitely something electric-y is coming up. And then we have some of the special weekends, right?
Yeah, so we've got a few special weekends, two of which have already been announced, which was... Which ones are they? I've forgotten now.
Ito-en and Tully's, which we didn't actually have text for Tully's, I don't think.
No, we didn't. But we've also got, yeah, Family Mart, InfoRich, SoftBank, 7-Eleven Mexico as well. So it feels like it won't just be Japan, but currently that's all that's been announced. But mm-hmm. I expect they'll be similar to the previous special events ones with a couple of unknowns, one or two for each one. Probably F&M for Family Mart, that sort of thing. And just a few different spawns. I don't think there's any challenge, I think, last time, but I think they did get a special research.
No, yeah, there was some special research. Or was, yeah, it was like a two-page thing or something really small.
Mm-hmm. I did notice this time they didn't mention you could play anywhere, so I feel like that might be locked to the countries again now.
Yeah. That was also kind of hit and miss, wasn't it? Like, you could get part of the event, but then you wouldn't get the spawns unless you were, like, in the geo lock. Because I remember people up in Canada couldn't get the, like, 7-Eleven event last time.
I'm not sure. The last one that was in Japan, I can't remember which event it was now. But they explicitly said it would be, it would work wherever you were. And I got one of those tickets and it worked perfectly fine in England, so.
Okay, maybe I don't remember when the Japan one was versus the last 7-Eleven, but I definitely remember there were some issues with my locals buying that ticket and then not being able to use it, I don't think. Or I could just be completely blind.
I remember all the ones before that didn't work, and then this one explicitly did, and I feel like this one's going to go back to the old version where they'd only work in the countries they've chosen.
To be honest, that maybe is what I'm thinking then.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of one before Japan. That would probably make more sense. Cool. And then, yeah, really the only thing to talk about on unreleased features. We talked about a lot of this in the last episode, but APK 0.221.1 is rolling out. From our perspective, there's literally nothing to report. They did move a bunch of, this isn't specifically with the APK, but it was around the same time. They did move a bunch of the badges and NPC backgrounds, like Spark, his background, for example, the leaders, a few other miscellaneous assets like lore effects. They did move those to one of their new asset systems called External Assets. This is their sixth asset system for those keeping track. So those were moved, and all the badges were most of the badges were renamed for some reason. They all look the exact same, but some of them are bigger in size, but they were moved over there. But in terms of like features, bug fixes, things like that, it looked the same for us. We were going to record the podcast yesterday, but that's when 221.1 started to roll out, so we did not do that. We did that instead. So that's why this is coming out a day late from our irregular schedule.
We don't have a schedule and we still managed to be late.
Exactly. But yeah, I think that's kind of all the news and you know our takes on things over the last little while. Is there anything that we forgot that you wanted to touch on? Or
No, I don't think so. I think that's it for this episode. So yeah, thank you everyone for listening. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. Again, if you've got any feedback, you can let us know on Twitter at pokey_miners. You can also check out our Ko-fi page as well if you want to support us. You can buy us a coffee there, or we also have some pins for sale still as well if you'd like a Pokeminers pin. And on our Discord at discord.gg/pokeminers, you can come along, join in the chat, and follow us for all the latest updates on there as well.
Indeed. Thanks for following along, everyone. Outro music.